The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my thugs? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson, as we are doing Whippets in the cold open.
What are we all addicted to?
Like Whippets.
What are we all addicted to?
How did we not play Devo's Whippet at the end? That's what we should do.
When a problem comes along, Ralphie Whippets.
It is a birthday episode. Chris from Brooklyn is on. A bunch of chicks are on. We had a game that kind of went awry. September Rain shows up. It's a birthday silly episode.
Did it go awry?
It went awry.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'll see why.
They all had dicks.
That
spoiler alert.
We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And again, I'm going to explain this to you if you didn't fast forward yet. Wednesdays, Jay. Saturdays, dealer's choice. You never know who it's going to be. So if you just want to listen to Jay.
No, why would you ever say that?
Because there's a one jerk off on YouTube every
week.
Why
would you listen to one jerk off? Who cares?
I'm letting him know.
Fuck that guy.
And Jay is there sometimes on Saturdays.
So Jay's there sometimes on Saturdays. You don't know?
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff coming. It's probably going to be less.
Here it is right now, the birthday episode of...
This is the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hocus and flow. It's hard, it's far. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
I got a birthday crown, Jay.
Happy birthday, buddy, almost.
Well, happy birthday. By the way, I texted you happy birthday. Whoa. And you never replied.
I'm sorry.
It really hurt my feelings.
It was like 7th. I was very sick, and it was like a gazillion people.
Well, I'm sorry I don't make it to your top list of people to reply to on your birthday.
No, I wrote back to almost everyone.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You know what's crazy? You wrote back to almost
pretty much
everybody
99.99%.
Yeah, I missed like 2 people. my mortal enemy and you, I believe.
I'm not surprised. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Big J Oakerson right across from me.
I'm 45. You're what?
I'll be 53.
53.
Yeah. It's not that big of a difference.
No.
It doesn't seem that different. It's
not. Dude, every time you get to the next level of tens, you have to describe it. It's like, yeah, well, there's like six. Like Voss is 65. He still like is a normal functioning human being. Yeah.
We get a couple of years where we're in the same decade. I like when that happens.
But you're probably 25 years to the end of your life.
That's probably fair.
Because of the gigantism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That I know.
You're not long for this.
Shannon,
show,
when did Andre the Giant die?
Yeah.
You're going to die around Andre the Giant time.
I think he's got a few more years because he's
sleeping. I think for sure.
And the pickleball.
My brother will outlive me for sure. And I'm happy about that. I'd rather go first. I don't want to be around when everyone else is gone. Yeah. You know? So I'd rather go first. I'm comfortable with going first.
I mean, after your brother and you die, we'll be alive.
He was 46. Mm-hmm. All right, I outlasted him. Yeah, how about that?
Look at that, dude. You lasted longer than Andre the Giant. That's a fucking miracle.
That's a fucking miracle. Yeah.
If you keep that crown for 2 days, you'll have a longer championship reign.
There we go. It is. We're doing like a birthday because Jay's birthday is the 7th,
which Pearl Harbor Day. What's up?
What is it?
Fuck you, Hawaii. Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, it's Pearl Harbor Day. Oh, yeah. Mine is New Year's Eve. So we usually do a birthday thing smack in the middle of the month.
Yeah.
To kind of like say happy birthday. I got you a birthday gift that hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
But I can tell you what it is.
No.
Or you can wait till next week.
Yeah.
It didn't come yet. I will tell you what I did try to do.
My walking papers.
What I tried to do would have been great. I made about literally 20 phone calls.
Uh-huh.
People I thought that may know somebody that knows whatever his name is, Dawkins. What's his last real name? The guy you love from the Eagles?
Brian Dawkins.
I got close to him that knows him.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to try and get a video birthday message from him.
He's probably on Cameo.
He's not on Cameo. I looked first. It's the first thing I did.
You don't play that game, dude.
Yeah, he's not on Cameo. He's not with Cameo. Yeah, he doesn't. And that was my idea. And I got to the point where someone knew him. And I said, I asked, he's not going to do it.
Shannon, bring up Brian Dawkins' hype speech. But see how great it would have been, dude. It's easy to find. Brian, he doesn't curse at all. Very religious man. But, dude, the most vicious man in football. Listen to this hype speech.
Right, I want
to
hear it.
Shannon, so fast, so easy to find. You can't believe you already don't have it up. It's crazy. Brian Dawkins' hype speech.
Football stuff. There's a Brian Dawkins Weapon X.
No. Just let me see. Bring up the thing. Bring up the screen. I'll show you. It's got to be a. Did you write? No, hype speech. No, do hype speech. Speech.
Oh, it auto-filled to this.
Yeah, well, that's not what I said.
It says, yeah.
This one?
There you go. Yeah.
What you gonna bring to the table tonight? Give it to me. Come on, man. And I'm gonna give it to you. They don't understand the hunger.
Yeah, isn't that, have you ever been that passionate about anything?
There ain't no doggone tomorrow, fellas. We gonna show up today, or we gonna show out.
It's a game.
Are you gonna bust somebody in their mouth?
It's a ball game. I have the same speech with the two girls before I have a threesome. I try to rally the troops.
Shannon, then also show them coming out of the tunnel. Show Barry Dawkins' entrance.
Oh, really?
I'm always amazed by the
best
way
thing.
When he puts on that uniform and he puts
on
that
helmet.
This makes you want to play sports. He comes out and crawls on his knees.
Really, is that him? That was him?
Yeah. You got to see when he comes out on the ground, his hands and knees. He's a monster.
Did he ever talk about
my dog's named after him?
I know.
Does he ever talk about why, like how he feels about missing the Lord's Day at church?
No. No, he did his preaching on the field, dog. See if he can get his entrance. See if he can get his entrance, Shannon.
How long has he been with the Eagles?
Humor me.
And then put Stone Cold's music over it.
How long has he been with the Eagles?
Well, he's been retired for long time.
What the fuck do I know?
Oh. He's been retired for a long time.
Here we go, Jay.
It's not going to sit on my head, though.
Ralph took his off because he was embarrassed that you didn't.
No, mine doesn't stay. It's like it doesn't. It's not made.
I've always liked the X-Men, and then when I caught Wendt and Wolverine and how he.
Preview?
Here it is right in the beginning when he comes out. It's the coolest.
All the time. I'm talking this.
Yeah, right talk here. That shit.
It's hard. It's something that invited
Ralph,
me.
This will get you. You don't give a fuck about.
No, but he's a big fucking dude.
He's not.
He looks like a big dude.
He's jacked, but he's not big. But to come out on the stage, like this is pretty awesome.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a monster. And that's the whole thing. Yeah, he was little.
Wow.
But he's a beast.
When did he retire?
Shake it down, dog. He went to one other team after. That's going to be him ending Michael Vick's time with the Falcons.
Oh, I know nothing. I know those names.
Michael Vick killed dogs.
That I know. I know that.
Well, he didn't kill the dogs.
Yeah,
fair,
no.
The
dogs killed each other.
He put together a situation where dogs could kill each other.
Yeah.
Michael Vick doesn't kill dogs. Dogs kill dogs.
Dogs kill dogs.
Also, by the way, really quickly.
Show me the blood on his hands.
I'm doing a full like apartment renovation for the first time in 20 years. I've been there 13 years, right?
We were going to get to do shows there.
We are. We're doing a test again this weekend to get the video equipment working. Mm-hmm. So,
also, the Scotch Guard.
Yeah.
The plumber,
came today.
Yeah, you want that squirt to beat up.
The plumber.
Yeah, I wanted to roll off like the walls like a back of a duck.
Bit of Rain-X them shits.
The plumber came today to install like the dishwasher and the fridge, and he just was there. They were there for fucking 3 hours today. There's a lot of problems. The plumber goes, oh, what do you do for a living? I tell him I work in podcasting. I have a network called Gas Digital. And he goes, why does that sound so familiar? He goes, Legion of Skanks, SDR show? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, shit. Like, he just didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
And he's like a crazed fan. He just got into it because of Kill Tony.
Nice.
And then he started getting into all of it.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of funny.
That's fucking awesome.
Now he knows where I live.
That's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
And he knows the elevator goes right to your
apartment. Speaking of knows where I live, my downstairs neighbor totally blew me off. So we're done.
You've decided?
No. I mean, we're done. She decided we're done. It's going to be super awkward soon because she ghosted me. So I'm going to be in the elevator sooner, and she's just going to be there. There's no choice. There's only six of us in the building.
Who decided the birthday festivities? Because I'm unaware of anything.
So, hold on. My thing is breaking here. One second.
Well, that's Gas Digital for you.
There we go.
I mean, don't do that.
That's why Chappelle complained.
Yeah, that's what he did. That was a great episode.
This is so great.
Yeah.
Website. Yeah, they got to work on the website.
And Lewis is yo-yo dieting. That was a good line. Yeah. That was a good line. Shannon put it all together with Lainey. Shannon and Lainey put it all together.
Nice.
I feel like it's
those
something...
girls work great together. Why haven't they dyked out
yet? Yeah, I'm sure they have. They just don't tell us.
Hey, Shannon, why haven't you dyked out with Lainey yet? Three reasons, please.
Oh, we just haven't gotten around to it.
That's okay. One.
That's
one.
The first reason?
Because the nights end too late and I'm tired.
Okay. Two.
Two.
She's married.
Anti-Semitism? Yeah. Okay.
She's married. He doesn't care, though. She doesn't care.
That's it. Those are my three.
Could you see a scenario where you end up dyking out with Lainey?
No, I'm not into chicks.
That's probably what you should have led
with. But think is there some reason where, for whatever reason, you would find Lainey maybe going down on you?
No.
How about this? Lainey goes down on you because only if The Rock will make out with you.
Ooh.
That's a good question. And he's super into it.
The Rock is making out with you while Lainey is
getting
there.
Yeah,
Lainey is chomping your box. But The Rock is skull fucking you with your head sideways off the side of the bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's too much.
No, but he's making out with you, and he's really into it, Janet.
It's my birthday.
from the waist up, The Rock is passionately loving you.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's giving you down, the business.
Lainey is just chomping that fucking box.
But she's going for it. And if someone tells me Lainey goes to three fingers quick.
Oh,
with
the
quickness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not.
Down with the quickness. Shannon, you'd do it. I know you would.
Do both things last the same amount of time?
Once she's done, then he'll skull fuck you, like I said from before. One's happening at
either way, it's ending with the skull
fucking. That's his transition.
Yeah, no doubt for sure. You're going to have ball bruises on your cheeks because this guy is side mouth skull fucking you.
Yeah, it's a quick float over from make out to skull fuck for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I do think also that Shannon's in. It's going to happen. She would do it.
I'm going to say yes because it's Jay's birthday.
Yeah. Lainey, great news.
Get that skull fucking ready.
Someone tell The Rock he's got a skull fuck waiting for him in Staten Island.
You know, I don't really tell you, we almost got a, because the guy that helps book the show knew The Rock's manager briefly. Like they were somewhat friendly. And he shot the idea out that he was just going to, like during COVID, he was going to zoom in and say, oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong line. And just, I only need 30 seconds with him.
Why?
And because we're not going to get an hour. I just wanted to get just him.
What are you going to do with 30 seconds?
Just so Shannon could see him and lose her mind. It was an idea.
Oh.
And he thought it was hilarious. He said he would do it. And then it never transpired.
He didn't think it was that hilarious.
It wasn't that hilarious.
But wasn't it hilarious to lose this thing with The Rock? Although The Rock would be pretty psyched to see a Shannon on the other end of that. Fucking line.
Yeah.
Shannon, would you go, if someone can get The Rock for 3 seconds on the line, would you answer tits out?
Yeah, would you chat roulette it?
But it's only going to be him. Up? It's only be him, nobody else.
Would you pull back your clitoral hood and show him what the man in the boat looks like?
If boobs out were the only way to make it happen, I would, yes.
How about the clit thing?
You wouldn't show
Shannon,
The Rock
you
your
would
clit?
Fucking do it, Shannon.
I would show The Rock the inside of my dick hole, no problem.
Is it because like this is what he requested? Because then that also makes it
uncomfortable. No, the guy that's the gatekeeper. That
he's going
the only way
it's going to be an accidental screen turn on, but when he turns on the screen, you have to be pulling back your clitoral hood with your feet up on a table.
And then you could go, oopsie.
Me and Ralph are producing this, by the way. Me and Ralph will. Keep in mind, me and Ralph will see your clitoris, but you do get to see The Rock.
Oh, that's different.
Why?
No, I said it was just.
You think your
clit's
so great?
I said it was just going to be us. It was just going to be him.
I mean, you seem
it's
more,
easier.
You've seen them all, right?
Damn, Shannon. You think your clit's so special?
Shannon, imagine you agree to it, and then it's just me and Jay jerking off to your clit.
You think your clit's so great?
Really
and then neither of them are
for me.
Coming at all?
What's yours, Shannon? All shiny or something?
Did you do anything for your birthday, Jay, or no?
Shine it up real nice?
What did I do on my birthday? No, I worked. I think we ordered food.
Oh, weren't you going to be in L.A.?
I was in L.A.
Oh, you were in L.A. Okay.
Yeah, I did the Burt Kreischer roast that Tuesday, and Wednesday was my birthday.
Mm. So I remember originally Christine wanted you off to take you to dinner, but then you got the Burt Kreischer roast.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right. It all makes sense now.
Work.
So we're going to do a thing tonight that I'm going to tell you this. It's all Lainey and Shannon. I've had no involvement whatsoever. So all the accolade and all the congrats go to them. Or
so
all...
it tells me with the whipped cream thing that Tom was probably involved
I think that was Shannon.
Well, last year, wasn't there a midget here?
Was there?
That was for Ralph's 50th.
That was 2 years ago.
Learn your parties, bro.
God, I'm going to be...
Shannon, are you going to do whippets?
No.
Why?
Jesus,
I'm scared of them.
I thought we were friends.
What if the only thing is you have to do whippets and show The Rock your clit? Yeah. Me and Ralph also see your clit.
And then also I do whippets.
Shannon, do you even care about other people's birthdays other than your own? Yeah. Or do you just live in a world where you just care about your own birthday?
Serious question. Ready?
Yes.
Best birthday ever that you ever had?
Oh, man. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't like birthdays. So
oh, really?
I can't think of it.
You have one?
It's probably some like fun one that was like... at the...
I imagine it'd be a fun one or it wouldn't be your best birthday.
Yeah. I mean, there was my most like memorable that I could think of one was just turning 21 at the Comedy Cellar and everybody buying me. It was my first time really drinking.
Oh, wow.
Weirdly enough, I didn't really drink underage much. Beers and stuff here and there, but like not really. And they gave me... Everyone was purposefully, and this is like a different time at the cell, you know what I mean? That everyone was there, and they kept buying me different kinds of alcohol shots. And the first shot I ever did was Kevin Hart goes, give us a shot of 151.
Oh my God.
Each. And then the bartender was even like, you want a chaser with that? And Kev was like, no, he's good. And we did it. And I remember that feeling of like, it went, I've never been a big drinker. It went down so smooth. It was like drinking, it was like water. I was like, kind of like nasty tasting water. I'm like, that wasn't so bad. And then I just stood there and like a tear started to fall out of my eye. And I was like, oh man, this is so bad. And like, they got me cake and a bagel. It was like all this. They just kept, they were purposely trying to make me like
vomit.
Laughably sick, like drunken sick.
And did you get violently ill?
I remember I laid down. They, Kevin and Keith drove my car back to Philly that night because I was laying down in the back seat for sure. But I remember just being a fun. It was like, I was 21. Like everybody at the Comedy Cellar knew who I was. And like, it was a fucking cool thing. Even though they were fucking with me, it was like, it's pretty
neat. Fucking cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I've had other ones where I'm sure I'm like, being an asshole, not remembering, but like, I don't know. I'm not a big like parties.
Yeah,
guy.
I'm not a big celebrate my birthday guy either at all. Even though the world celebrates my birthday.
Yeah, but not for that.
Well, that's why you don't celebrate your birthday. Because it's New Year's Eve.
Right? Yeah, well, it's, but it usually, I would. So I'm going to be 53, and I think I've missed four birthdays with my brother where we weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we usually say happy birthday me, happy New Year, happy birthday Joey. All too much.
I don't celebrate my birthday, but I do celebrate Pearl Harbor Day hardcore.
That's hard. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's when the Japanese really gave us the biz. Remember that?
They taught us a lesson.
Yeah, those Japs showed us what was what. You're welcome, Nagasaki.
All right, so Shannon, are we doing a cake first? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, so I'm waiting on the ETA of the person that's supposed to prevent you,
prevent us from eating the cake? You're going to bring it in and they're going to block us?
What are we going to be prevented from?
It's going to present you with the cake and I asked for the ETA, but I haven't gotten it yet. So
is it a human cake?
That'd be no. Cool. Remember the year we had
is our cake
Zach
a
Amico?
We had Lux doing sushi. That was fun that year.
That was the same year.
Yeah, it did make me feel it was awkward though.
It was not awkward for me. She's hot. I was happy.
No, it was great. She's so funny. She's like it lives. She's moved and is madly in love living with and dating the guy who was the bad Santa in the first season of Happy. Do you ever watch that show?
I knew she's dating someone somewhat famous.
Yeah, he's
right?
Like an actor. Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
That's cool.
He's a character actor, but he's in a ton of shit.
Yeah, she moved to, I think, Georgia.
Atlanta, I think. Yeah,
that's cool. Good for her.
I'm coming to Atlanta. She should come hang out.
Yeah, if you're listening, Lux.
I'll reach out. We're cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a problem like doing that, like eating sushi off a girl's tits. Nah, I'm always like,
shit.
Oh, man.
Shit.
She hates that we're doing this. She hates that I'm ogling her tits.
In this environment, it didn't bother me. I did it once at an actual sushi restaurant where they closed down the restaurant and had like a private event with that. And that made me uncomfortable.
What are you, a fucking Yakuza? What do you mean you were at an event like that? Oh, I'm sorry, Ralph. I didn't realize you were
We both checked his pinkies.
Ralph takes his shirt off to run. It's a bunch of koi fish and shit and samurais. Oh, you guys didn't know I was Yakuza?
Yeah, that's when I had fugu also, which is crazy.
That is actually pretty
What's
cool.
What's fugu?
It's a blowfish one that could kill you if it was cut wrong.
Yeah.
I had that there.
You trusted it was cut
but
right?
But not the farm-raised American
fugu. What he said was that
How would you play that game?
Well, what the guy, I knew the owner of the restaurant, and he said, I'll tell you.
It's the closest Ralph's getting to Russian.
Owen Hart knew Vince McMahon. He still let him fall from a Titantron.
He said that this was not a mature fish, so worst thing that would happen is you'd get very sick.
Why would you take that chance?
Just to say I tried fugu once. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
You're a nitwit.
I think that's pretty cool.
All right. Because Chris is on the...
Hey, Ralph, why'd you go to Thailand and have sex with a 12-year-old girl? Goes, oh, I got to see what 12-year-old girl feels like once in my life.
Chris is into food like I am, so I think for that reason...
I think I would do that.
He would do it. Yeah. Chris would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
100%. I was getting very sick. Was it unreal delicious?
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. You're going to be good. It's not going to be better than Toro or
if
something.
If you're going to risk your life, I was annoyed by it. If you're going to risk your life, it better be the fucking best tasting thing in the world that wasn't.
It just tastes like...
Chewy.
I would just
fish.
Do it for the Simpsons reference.
Yeah, that too. And he thought he was going to die. And then the worst thing I ever ate was I ate live lobster. That was fucking, to this day.
While it was alive?
I don't know if I would be able to do
that.
That
was really bad.
While it was alive?
Were they stuffed the tail and just jammed it back in?
You served, only like one restaurant did this in New York, and they serve you the live tail, like they season it, whatever the fuck, but he's looking at you. He's alive while you eat it. Mm-hmm. And I would have bailed, but we prepaid, and there was 10 of us in a private dining room, and it wasn't even good. It was, what the fuck am I doing here?
What are these fucking dark meetings you're having?
Lobster sushi is not good.
Yeah, it wasn't
good. Do you do Illuminati?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm in the, I can't really talk about it anymore.
Everywhere you've been, he goes, they shut it down.
I mean, that's
for a private party, and then that's when they brought out the naked girl we all ate off of and then killed.
I mean, you guys are wondering why Kanye won't do skanks.
Yeah,
he's
because of me. I'm the reason.
He's Jew.
Exactly.
You fucking psychotic.
Juminati. That's what I'm part of. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, they shut it down, and then we all sacrificed a little person.
I think Chris could appreciate the only one I'm thinking Gas Digital. Eating weird and unique different things. It's one of my fucking
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. Chris and I have done odd sushi together and shit like that. Yeah.
What's odd? What's the oddest sushi?
Clam guts?
I've had a
liver,
yeah.
Monkfish liver? I'm sure
I've had monkfish liver,
yeah, yeah.
And I've had a crab brains.
Yeah.
The one that I don't think I will try.
Crab brains?
Yeah, it's black. It's supposed to be good. It wasn't good. The one I won't try that's very big is a cod semen. I'm not going to do that.
Nothing's, yeah, they try to do that. Yeah. That's a Morimoto thing.
It's a Morimoto thing.
Yeah,
nothing's
yeah.
good. None of these things are going to be good. They're just
some
edible.
Of them are
good.
No,
look,
I like
clam. I'll be honest, the clam gut's pretty good.
Yeah, and also clam I love
monkfish liver.
Monkfish liver is
good.
Monkfish
liver is delicious. It tastes like, you ever have foie gras?
No.
Yeah, it tastes like foie gras. It's delicious.
But you don't fuck, would you fuck with it?
I would try foie gras.
Foie gras is great.
It's like similar.
Yeah.
Like, so once you have a
taste
for that.
Yeah, it tastes like a very fatty, bone marrowy kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You fuck with pâté?
Sure.
I make a mean pâté.
You make a nice pâté?
I do.
Chris
I
can cook.
Mean.
We were going to do a food battle throwdown. That was going to be the plan.
Do you cook for yourself a lot?
I do cook I was a chef.
Yeah, I'm saying, but do you cook for yourself a lot, or do you
still,
can cook? You just don't do it much.
I mean, I do it when I want to.
If
you
were
going to
ask me that question, I would just say, check my Instagram.
Oh, I know, buddy.
I mean, he's like
cook.
A fucking...
This jerk-off puts a flower for garnish on his plate for himself.
He's like an OnlyFans girl. With
what
his
a lonely
fucking
asshole,
dude. It's annoying, his fucking Instagram.
Ralph,
it's
you're like, the cat lady of dudes.
That's pretty accurate. All right, before we go any further, are you a responsible adult? As you're doing...
Yes.
The Empire is doing whippets.
Yay.
I don't think he's too responsible. How come my voice gets so deep when I do it?
Mine does too, dude. I'm doing it right. Oh, dude. That's the good stuff, dog.
If you don't have whippets handy, it might be time to go to yoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8.
This is my party, dude. Bush. Oh, that's from back when I was young.
When was Bush the most in fashion?
Oh, old French Quarter. Where did Interview with the Vampire happen, Shannon?
The old
French Quarter.
Louisiana,
the old French Quarter, Louisiana. That's where I do it.
And if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in a state where it's legal, just go to yourdolls.com.
Shannon, write down these lyrics. You, the stars, the moon. Hang on. I got to reload. Vapes and gummies, dog. Vapes and gummies.
Vapes and gummies. Vapes and gummies. YoDelta.com. Promo code Gasket. 25% off. While the Empire.
Wait for it.
He's really.
Hang on, Ralph.
Coming in for a landing.
Keep it going. Coming in for a landing.
Coming in for a landing.
Hang on.
Hang on.
It's like a garden hose, this thing. Hang on a sec. Oh, there's
there
the good stuff. It's going.
It
hang on. Hold up.
Bring it to the mic so people can appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, hang on.
Here
it comes. He ripped.
Oh,
ripped.
No. He'll use this one as good.
Give me
this one.
Oh, yeah, give me the good stuff. Good yes. One. Oh, man, I'm going to get so fucking whacked out on this one. It's already got Ralph's spittle all in it. I love it.
You were just playing with my nips. So we're basically dating.
Oh,
man,
like Ripp,
it's brought
nips?
To you by Yo Kratom. This is crazy.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, again, it's yoDelta.com.
Hang on. I'm going to do it right.
25% off.
Keep talking, Ralph.
He's going to do another one? Oh, my God.
No.
The yoDelta Empire is doubling down on his...
Hang on. Garden hose. Listen to the thing. I'll do it in the microphone.
It's got Delta 8 in there, I think.
There's Delta 8 all over this thing. This thing is lousy with Delta 8.
Heaps and gummies in there. Oh, man, there we go.
It's not really working.
It's good enough. You got a decent amount. All right, yoDelta Empire. Just get it in there.
Fuck Tom.
Tom really took all the good ones.
There we go, Ralph. Now we're doing it. Now we're cooking with gasoline. Bring on the bush.
Let's get back in it.
Your mama.
All right, we got this going on? No. What's going on, Shannon?
Yeah, we're
going
to...
I think we know what's going on. Everybody thought that Chris came in nervous, yeah. So Bobby has to fucking shake that ass real quick. Bobby,
three,
come on.
3, 2, 1.
Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
Damn. I made an animated GIF out of it. I said
feel better.
You saw that, Bobby? Put it in the chat. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Shannon, can you pull that up? Is that possible?
Did you post it on your Instagram or just
in,
a story?
It's in the Slack.
You know what? While we're waiting, Bobby...
You know what? Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
I think I might have it on my phone, Shannon. I could send it to you.
Yeah, if
never
you email
ceases
it
to amaze me what a thumper you got on you, man.
And then because the timing is just a little off, we can start the contest if you want, and then move the.
Let me see if I can
end.
Find.
What's the contest? I don't know anything that's happening.
I can tell you while Ralph looks it up.
Who drops from Whippets? Who drops out?
We have four.
This is a suicide bag, Jay.
We have four contestants.
Guys, are we riding the night tonight? Are we just going to live it?
I don't know if I have it anymore, Shannon. Oh, wait. I do. I'm sending it to you. Email Shannon.
You're so old.
How do you work this Fakakta thing, says Ralph.
It says the guy that just made an animated GIF out of something. Come on now,
did
guys.
Did you, though? Did you farm it out to someone on fire?
No, I did it. I like to see Jay make an animated GIF.
My girl made me an animated GIF.
Yeah, who gives it? You'd like to see that?
They just said I was old and I'm fucking doing shit you guys can't do.
Because you're an older gentleman with the time.
That's why?
Because you have a lot of downtime at home watching stories.
That's true, too. Did you get a chance?
Cooking yourself fucking sea scallops, you dildo. sea scallops for one, please.
Please, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, now that my
make gourmet TV dinners.
Now that my downstairs neighbor has ghosted me, it will be a table for one.
Yeah, she goes up. Smells like Ralph's making his famous garbanzo bean.
Wait, did you fuck
reduction.
Your downstairs neighbor?
No, I didn't fuck her, but we went on two dates.
She hated it.
They're like, look, I made it. There it goes.
Oh,
it just loops.
Is it really? Because to me, it just seems like you. It's just a video. Yeah. You took.
No. It's a GIF.
It's sure.
That's pretty good. That's fake. They're copying, right? Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
I do enjoy it.
It's very good. I enjoy it very much. I'm very proud of it.
If it's got sound.
No, the GIFs can't have sound.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then it's not that great. Mm. Maybe you should have made a video with sound.
Well, yeah, it came from a video.
Like GIF.
I think it's GIF.
I prefer GIF.
Yeah, but I think it's GIF.
The guy who created
I've been corrected to GIF.
No,
The guy who invented it.
Said GIF.
Says GIF.
No, it's GIF. He says GIF.
No, he doesn't.
Shannon?
I bet you $100.
I'll bet you.
Loser slaps the other one's face.
Oh,
the winner.
God.
Winner
I'd
slaps
rather
the
give
other
$100.
One. But everything you got, I mean,
no,
a
I
real,
never,
like a Russian contest.
If I win, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Really?
You I would never. Not. I wouldn't do it. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though he sends dick pics to your mother?
That's reason not to do it. I want my mom to be happy. I heard Chris got a good piece.
How dare you?
It's fine.
So it looks like it is pronounced GIF.
Fuck me.
Wow, you look like a really stupid asshole right now.
God damn it.
I'm so happy that we weren't having a contest with porn stars while that was going on.
Is that what happened?
Did you already do Whippets or something? Why are you so dumb?
All right, let's get this.
So we're going to start the contest.
Yeah. Okay.
So what the contest is, it's maybe titled Bush Babes. We have four contestants.
Yes.
And each one of them is going to come in. She's going to speak with you guys a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you are going to try to guess what her... downstairs
her bush situation is.
Yes
yeah.
okay. yes and then okay. there is one of the four
Crikey.
Girls
her
that
Gavin
has,
Rossdale
say again Shannon?
There is one of the four girls that has the biggest bush, so while you're guessing what their situation is, you're also going to pick which one you think has the biggest bush, and we'll see which one of you guys wins.
Well, the answer could be no bush, correct?
It could.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So we're going to bring in the first contestant.
Are they going to come here? So let me move this chair out of the way.
This is my concentration.
Oh god, grab that chair.
I mean, you're clearly going to be the
headphones?
Best.
Yeah. You really over-panicked on that.
Because it's going to fall on the floor.
No,
headphones. You're going to go right here. Oh, so she thought
we
were talking.
I would be shocked if you're not the best.
Damn, Ralph.
So this is Emma.
Emma.
Stop bullying Emma. Emma, I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
Yeah, you could lift this whole thing up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Can I sit down?
You can sit down.
You absolutely can sit down.
I like that she has a mask, but she's holding it. That makes me happy.
Yeah, would anyone like it? I don't have a real gift. But I figured it's a birthday.
Oh, that's fine.
By the way, I thought she said she doesn't have a real GIF, as in what we were just debating.
Ralph loves that. Ralph was going to start hamburglaring this year, so that works out for him.
Really close to your face.
You actually want to hear me?
Ralph was going to start looking into getting some hamburglar in. So that actually pans out good for us.
I mean,
us.
Inflation and all.
So, Jay, I'll let you begin questioning.
I can skip questions right now and tell you this is the biggest bush.
Really? You're just already in?
Boom. It's decided.
Dave, wow.
That's my guess. That's my best.
You don't have
I'll ask some questions.
Inner DMs.
Do you have the biggest bush? Don't answer that.
How does she know? She hasn't seen the other three.
I know. She doesn't.
I have not. We have not seen each other's
situation. Are these yes or no's, or can we ask whatever?
You can ask whatever.
Oh, okay.
I already have
What kind of music you listen to? What's your favorite kind of music?
Hip hop, trap, twerk. Yeah,
if she was a hippie chick,
that might have changed
my mind. If she said Janis Joplin.
No, she makes me cry. I can't.
But there were. But you were a hippie chick at one point.
I was raised that way.
Before you found black dick. Got it.
Oh, okay. That's so direct. Boom. I don't even know how to
high
answer.
Five,
I guess I'll return your high five.
Because I nailed it.
Yeah.
Listen, kindergarten, I can't lie.
Hey, listen, big enough black dick will change your fucking favorite sports team. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I ask you a potentially inappropriate question?
Sure.
Ethnicity.
Ralph. Come on, dude. Is this the game we play in 2020?
I'm gonna guess Greek.
Greek?
Oh, I'm like a 16th Greek.
Yes. Now so we're back on Bush. So now we're back to Bush in my mind. Yeah. I went from full biggest Bush to maybe no Bush.
Yeah, wait.
And now I'm back to maybe biggest Bush.
Well, what I'm saying also, I don't see a lot of hair in her arms.
You can shave arms.
So
I don't shave my arms.
I don't. I think think is a manicured small amount of hair is what I think.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right.
Yeah.
Chris, your thoughts?
We have to call the amount of hair.
Well, what do you think is happening in general?
Yeah, I don't think she. I've
a little bush, a landing
not.
Strip.
I think a little manicured, little manicured area.
I'm gonna say buzz down, but it comes out this way, but not. There's no. There's nothing overlapping. There's not a lot of hair overlapping the lip. I'll tell you that.
Okay. I'm going full bush, but manicured right now. I'm holding off my biggest bush.
You already said biggest bush. You're now you're pedaling back.
Yes, I am, Ralph.
You don't. Did you not read the rules?
No.
Are we gonna watch? Are we gonna look at all the bushes in time?
I don't think we have to look them all up at the same time. We have to put it on hold.
I'm not sure. Yeah,
Shannon, is that right? We're putting on hold for reveal at the end.
Yes. Yeah, because then that's the only way you can guess.
Because we get switch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yes, Ralph.
Today.
Your thoughts?
I got a DM and the guy said, hi, ooh. I was the Asian guy on the International Street Meet episode.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send me the full video?
That tall Asian guy with
a
fat cock?
I don't remember.
He had a huge cock.
It was several years ago.
Cock?
I don't remember.
He was very, remember he was like monstrously large.
I don't, but I like it. It stuck with you.
I'm going to send
him. He was like a little bit Asian, I think.
I don't know. I'm going to send him, but I'm going
to send
him.
He was mostly cock, a little bit Asian.
He was like 6'2". Fat Asian guy, but pretty good cock.
We gotta bring in. We have three more girls to bring in, so we gotta move it along.
Stop bullying people.
Oh, by the way, I'm Sicilian.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's basically Greek.
It's Mediterranean.
Right
it's all
there.
In the same
it's
world.
The Greek of Italy.
Sparta, you know.
Yeah.
All that.
Hell yeah.
I'm sticking with my guess.
Manicured
mouth.
I'm going with.
I'll be honest,
it's not like it's not coming down the legs or anything, but it's full. But as I'm saying, kept in like check of. Panty or bikini line.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you, there's definitely no scraggles on the thighs.
Okay, all right. So no thighs. Thank you for your time. We're going to solve this mystery in about 12 minutes.
Thank you, Emma.
12 minutes.
I made
thank
up some
you.
Arbitrary number.
Wow.
I don't know if that's right. I looked at already.
We'll see you in 11 minutes and 47 seconds.
As I say to people a lot when they say, I'll see you in 20 minutes, or I always say, I'll see you in 38 minutes, just because it's weird. Because I'm strange. That bothers me.
I mean, that seems like you're trying to be strange.
Yeah, just it's an arbitrary number. Really. I don't know.
Aren't I weird?
Aren't I weird?
Yeah. Aren't I super interesting?
Aren't I quirky? Like, what's her name? That girl.
Hey, smell this handkerchief. Does it smell weird to you?
No. Breathe deeper.
Oh. Why would you get nervous? You can talk. Of course you can talk.
Are you nervous? I'll tell you what always makes me not nervous. Bobby, if you wouldn't mind. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Does that make you feel better?
That was a little.
It makes people feel better.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
By the way,
fantastic.
It works 100% of the time.
He was dropping it on the shelf this time, too.
Shannon, you got to send the clip to me of when Brenna, what was her name last week? Brenna McKenna goes, what the hell was that? Like, I want to, it's got to be a clip.
But she did acknowledge that it did make her feel better.
It should be in your email today.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm amazing. And you?
Okay, good. So we are trying to discover.
What's our second guest name? Did we get the name?
Oh, we didn't get your name.
Oh my goodness. Nikkei.
Nikkei. Nikkei.
Very, pretty.
Very,
very
nice name.
With a nice little accent on the E, like Beyonce.
Okay.
N-I-K-E? N-I-K-K?
Close.
N-I-K-K?
N-A-E?
N-N-E-K-E.
Oh.
Did you say N-N-E?
Double N. Mm-hmm.
N-N-E-K-E.
Yeah, you got
okay,
it.
I like it.
I don't know. Joel Embiid's got two eyes in his name. I go with it.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out which woman here. Mm-hmm. Has are we calling it the bushiest bush? What are we calling
it? Is that right? Mm-key.
So Jay, again, I'll open. You can start with your questioning.
We're guessing bush.
Yeah.
Yes, you're guessing bush.
I'm hoping full. I'm hoping full.
You know,
bush
by the way, you can't answer. Hopes. Don't you're not allowed to.
Yeah, you can't give us any tips to it at all. Yeah. But I'm hoping full. I'm going with, I think a little.
Oh, he's thinking so hard.
I'm a nice triangle stops at the lips.
Stylized.
It's a guess.
Okay.
It's a guess.
Chris?
Shit.
You can ask her some other questions.
Yeah, Chris, you ask questions.
All right.
All right.
What made you pick that shirt?
It's cold outside.
It is cold outside.
It is cold outside.
That's not a warm, particularly warm shirt, though.
It's pretty
true.
Thick.
Yeah.
However, I got directions to look cute, and this is the cutest thing I have.
Okay.
That
good
has
answer.
Sleeves.
Okay.
That shirt screams full bush.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm also like, here's again what I'm doing as I'm looking.
I'm saying it's very business lady, so I get your sense. So yeah, but that's what would make me think not full bush. That'd make me think completely bald.
She's got a lot to do, you know?
Here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think a like a triangle. Triangly bush.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I think.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but I can agree.
I'm going full bush.
That's not very original.
I don't know if it's the bushiest bush, but I think it's
no,
a full
she's
bush.
She's not.
I'm not guessing bushiest bush.
She's not the bushiest bush.
Not bushiest bush. Wow.
Should yeah, I she's be? Not. Well, I think we could switch.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
I think right now, I think you got, again, I think probably a full.
All right, I'm going to change my
I
answer.
Guarantee, like, I feel like it could, like, if I had to rest an, you know when you have to rest an egg in a thing to stop it from cracking in a science class? I feel like your bush could do that.
I'm changing my
that
answer.
That is full.
Yeah, yeah, it's a full bush. Yeah,
changing
yeah.
my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
Can well,
we
get
it?
Yeah, sure.
Landing strip.
The game is a lot.
Going landing,
say,
landing strip.
How thin of a landing strip?
Landing
like
strip.
Cat's eye?
Landing strip about a half inch wide.
Half inch.
Half inches.
You're going half inch.
That's
Shannon, three quarters of an inch. Like that.
There we go.
Shannon, I want you to send somebody out for a micrometer, please.
Yeah. three quarters of an inch. Three quarters of an inch wide.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. You know why?
Why?
Like the hair is all very neatly put together.
Mm-hmm.
She looks very put together. So I feel like.
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. But
yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Appreciate
I feel. That implies mm-hmm. manicures and well,
I'm with you.
That's why I changed.
Look, there's only so many hours in the day, Ralph. This
so
is all I'm saying.
That's what
Thank
I'm
our
you.
Only difference is we're choosing.
Understand.
We're also just basically we're saying the same thing. It's a well maintained thing,
right?
Just we're choosing different shapes.
Choosing about the coverage.
We all agree. There's a high maintenance there.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. I feel.
I like it.
Okay. Thank you for your time. We will unravel this mystery now in 9 minutes.
Well, good luck.
9 minutes.
Countdown begins now.
Thank you for your time.
So hot.
Yeah, she really has a way, a swagger, if you will.
Ralph, stop trying to sound black
Jesus
for our guest.
Christ.
You sound like a goddamn idiot.
Right I was
now.
Embarrassed.
Oh, she was lit. You sound like a fucking idiot.
Jesus, dude.
It must be jam because Joey don't say like that.
Yeah, thank God that was my next line. You took it from me.
I know. I know it was your grandfather. Hey, SDR listeners, addicts, I'm told you're called. I don't really interact. You guys love getting hard dicks, but you have a hard time because you're probably morbidly obese or never been with a chick.
Oh, your dick falls asleep on a podcast?
Real fucked up, dude. Real nice. Yeah. I was Jesus feeling good, God. Having a good night, dude. You talk about dick falling asleep?
It's his birthday.
Oh, my birthday of all things? Wow, dude. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Ralph. Hey, I'm Ralph. My dick's never fallen asleep before. Fuck you, dude. Who is this guy?
Fucking cunt, that's who he is.
Fucking cunt, if you ask me. Well, let me tell you, Rex MD is here to help you with your boners, dickheads.
If you go to rexmd.com/SDR, you get 90% off. That's REXMD.com, 90/SDR, 90% off. 90% off, and you get a rock hard cock.
Shannon, how much do you love rock hard cock?
Oh, it's my favorite.
All right.
She doesn't like them at all.
Shannon, can you give a little more? You know what? Let's do a take two on that.
Okay.
Shannon, how much do you love big fat cock?
It's my favorite.
No. Let's
wow,
do another one.
That
Let's take it from the beginning again, okay? Shannon, here's what I'm going to do. I want you like a weird, like you're squeezing your own tits moan.
It's me,
ready?
Shannon. I love rock hard cock.
Okay, that's an alternate take. That's an alternate take. I say keep that in the records. But Shannon... And you know, Shannon, how much do you love big, huge, fat cock?
I love them.
No. That's
that
not,
was, that
like,
was
like,
a cheerleader.
Like you're giving yourself a tit massage. Like, ooh, I love them. Okay. Shannon, how much do you love big, huge cock?
I love them.
That was really good. That was good. Someone's going to smack off to that in ASMR.
Yeah, rexmd.com/SGR. Get 90% off. You only pay $2. That's our exclusive.
By the way, they
deal.
Have medications for all kinds of stuff. They have for sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, sleep aids. They hear they save you big. You know Viagra can cost around $90 a pill now. They know how much you want those boners.
Mm.
And RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested, U.S. licensed pharmacy. Everything's great. 90% cheaper than the doctors. So join the 300,000 guys who love having hard dicks who have already checked out RexMD. RexMD.com/SDR. You can take advantage of that 90% off when you order, and you only pay $2 per dosage. That's $88 different than Viagra.
Jay, give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Well, you know, who doesn't love fat cocks as much as Shannon? Shannon, how much do you love big fat cocks?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah! All
right, let's get back into it. How was Bonfire Christmas, by the way?
It's fun. It's good.
That's nice.
We said it's become the Jacob Batat community theater. We're just all the Jacob Batat players in the live show. He writes a play and we do it.
That's cool.
Basically.
I like very, very funny.
That's cool.
World-class hilarious Jacob. He's so funny. He doesn't even know why.
Was it him that you started that rumor that he hated me, and then all these people were asking me, why does Jacob hate you? Was it him?
Maybe.
That sounds pretty funny.
Yeah. And I was like, any deal. What the fuck happened? I don't know what the fuck happened. I
was him being like,
he certainly doesn't, so it's funny.
It's him just being like, fuck Ralph.
Yeah.
That guy's a cocksucker.
Guy's a dick.
What a cunt.
That's so weird. Who's next, Shannon?
Jacob loves you.
Oh, here we go. Number three is coming in. And begin. And here we go. Okay, here we go. Coming in right now.
And begin.
And now.
And here we go. And it starts. And so it goes.
Okay.
We should have entrance.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Come on in. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Jesus.
This is Sexy Crazy. Is the name she's going by.
What is it?
Sexy Crazy?
Completely bald.
Is that with two X's?
Completely bald.
Sexy Crazy? It sounds like a warning.
Yeah.
It's Sexy Crazy. C-R-A-Z-I.
Get very close to this, please.
Okay.
Well, you just
go, she's super sexy.
I mean, pull it towards you.
She's super sexy, and she might burn all of your sneakers in a bathtub.
I used to think there was a point in my life when a girl told me crazy, it was like exciting
to me.
She
looks like she's throwing a PS5 off a balcony.
Yeah.
You love this thing more than me. Fuck you and fuck this PlayStation 5.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we actually have some questions first.
Again, a great outfit, too.
Yes, it is a great outfit, Ralph. Thanks for being a perv about it.
And the hair.
Wow, dude, what a creep. Dude, it's so uncomfortable.
Great
so
outfit?
Sorry.
You just said it. I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Crazy sexy.
Dude,
I'm so sorry you got to come in and deal with this.
Talk about how popping her nips are, Ralph. Yeah. Jesus.
Anything else weird you want
to
say?
Way to work in what you were thinking, you piece of shit.
No, Ralph, Jesus, go ahead, Ralph. Uncle Creepy. You say things. I'll be over here not making her feel weird.
Not for great.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, anything else?
Questions?
You want to kiss her hand too much, you fucking weirdo?
Jesus Christ.
Bellissimo. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Oh, I can't stop. Mwah, mwah.
Cultural appropriation, Ralph.
Jake.
Are you single?
No, I'm not
single. That's a good question. I didn't think about asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a smart one.
For that, I'm going to say full bush.
Wow, that's a smart one. Yeah, fuck, how did I not?
Oh, wait, can I ask one more question? Do you do adult, do you like adult films or movies? Or?
Yeah, I do movies.
You do movies?
I'm going bold.
Yeah.
I'm going natural bush.
I'm going bold.
Really?
I'm going natural bush. Don't tell us yet.
We're not finding out yet,
but just.
I honestly feel scorched earth, and only because of the crucifix earrings.
Shannon, are you keeping track of our guesses? Because I barely remember what I said 10 minutes ago.
I am writing little notations.
Shannon, can you pull your fist out of your own pussy and start writing this down?
Yeah, Shannon's really into this.
Shannon's idea? No, it's Lainey's idea.
She got to fight her way through her own bush, but it's like whatever.
Was Sexy Crazy a nickname you gave yourself or someone gave you?
People,
get close to the microphone, please.
People gave me that name because how wild I am when I'm outside, like having fun and stuff. So I was like, yo, you're sexy and you're crazy at the same time. So they combine it together.
All right, I'm sticking with
that. That sounds like she hangs out with no chicks. So I'm going to go again, bald.
Bald. I was bald first. I'm sticking with bald.
He goes, yeah, she fucks.
She's
but she
like,
might carve
she's
her
like,
name
you know,
in
there's
car.
Just a lot of drama. Right. It's like, whatever. These bitches are
drama
a lot of
follows
drama.
Me
so
everywhere.
Most
I don't know why. Just
most of my
everywhere.
Friends are dudes because like bitches are too much
hot,
drama. And
will.
Also, like, I rip all the hair out of my coach.
She's hot, but she will throw your clothes in a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
You say that again, I will.
All right, thank
you
so
much. Because she doesn't know how to start a fire.
Sexy Crazy, thank you so
Sexy
much.
Sexy Crazy, gonna... thank you. So we've all made our guesses.
Thank
we all, made, guesses,
we,
right?
we all
yeah.
made our guesses. And then
gotcha,
we have one
gotcha.
More, and then
we'll
get
the reveal.
Answer. Yeah, wow.
Also, can Jorge bring me a beer?
Three for three.
And I'll take another white.
Three for three, beautiful ladies.
Three great ladies.
Gorgeous woman.
Great job.
Yeah.
Great job, Lainey. Good job.
No, I'm being honest. crazy sexy. Lainey sends over some fucking, I mean, monsters.
Sometimes
it's
yeah.
crazy.
They pee on the table and shit.
Oh, one of them it's just crazy. Kept peeing.
Oh my god!
One kept shitting golf balls and peeing. It was crazy.
I heard we weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, that was, by the way, I kept trying to stop it. Jay's like, "Hey, let's just see if you can do one more."
Oh, you could probably get one more out. I bet. Listen, there was already pee on the table.
And by the way,
is more pee on the table gonna be out? It was already puddling up in the carve out of Gas Digital. Huh. It looks like when they have to kill a vampire and the blood has to go through a fucking glyph.
No, yeah, yeah. When they pour the blood out in Demon Knight and it fills the doorway.
It has to fill a glyph.
God damn it.
Shout out Curvy Mary.
Yeah. Who, by the way, I'm not even going to say it.
Fucking
I almost,
legend.
I almost shot
what,
myself.
Died from diabetes?
No. Oh, no. Nothing. We're going to move on.
She's lost a foot, so she's doing BMI.
I don't
want
to say it.
Now you have to. Dude. You can't do that to me.
I never went on my date with her that I was supposed to go on, so I just was like, so thank
you. Oh, what? Damn, you're such a fat fool.
Dude.
And that's why I didn't want to bring it up.
You didn't do that?
No, it never came up. Never came
Lainey.
Up. It never came
you
up.
You didn't make him go on that date?
No, it's over.
With Curvy Mary. He never went on a date with Curvy Mary?
For my birthday, Ralph has to go on a date with Curvy Mary.
That's it, dude. It's official.
Oh, man. All right, let's bring in the next girl.
And I want the girl who lives in your building that dumped you to see her.
To walk by.
I wanted to see what's happening in the elevator. And he goes, you two have fun. You're like, no, it's not you. No, she peed at my office. And I.
This is my attendant.
All right, Bobby, bring her in.
All right, Ralph, don't be such a whipcrack about it.
I'm trying to make
weirdo.
Shit happen, Jay. Move the show along. I don't know what's happening out there. Remember the night we were doing a show and all of a sudden, like, oh, something bad is happening outside.
Can we guess? Are we guessing Lainey's
Bush?
Oh,
no, there's a break. I can see now why there's a little delay.
Yeah, are we guessing Lainey's Bush?
One of the girls is late, so we're taking a little
we're
break.
We're taking a little birthday break.
Can I have a beer?
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's September.
Oh, September rain.
September rain.
Yay.
Okay, let me
September rain. Don't you dare.
That's a great jacket. Jesus, everyone's so much better dressed than I. That's a cool fucking jacket, September.
I have that.
Wow, look at this cake, too. Holy shit.
Hello,
September.
Hi, guys.
Nice to see you.
Happy birthday.
Nice to see you with clothes
I don't have much ass, so I decided to bring real cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't you say that about yourself. Your ass is great.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know.
It's like a miniature...
It's
big
like
ass.
It's like a mini peach emoji.
Right.
It's an apricot. apricot.
It's the right shape of giant ass, but it's just little.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you take a picture of it and zoom out, then it's like, oh,
then it's
perfect.
Totally big.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've studied this on the intranet.
On the internet.
And I found some pretty compromising videos of you.
Yeah, just
really
by watching this show.
Oh, wow.
He goes, I don't know if you know this, but there is videos of you doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Lainey,
yeah,
that is
like
a,
legs behind
a beautiful
my head
cake.
And all type of shit.
Do you know you have sex and there's videos of it out there?
Oh, my God, no.
It's pretty crazy.
You put your legs behind your head
over.
On.
What am I going to do?
You put her leg behind her head on this show not that long ago.
Yeah. I was telling my daughter, I want this girl to be your new godmother. And then she looked up your name and she was blown away by what she saw.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I have a... I don't know if I told this story last time, but it's interesting. So I have my little replica pussy. And so I gave it away to a really close friend. It was like a birthday gift, since we're talking about birthdays, right? So I gave it as a birthday gift because I kind of play with him and his wife.
Okay.
So that was like my birthday gift. Like, hey, when I'm not there, you can still fuck me. Hello. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice gift.
So he gets the gift and... He puts it in the room. I guess he had it in his bedroom, like on like the dresser or something like that. Anyway, long story short, he goes to use it and it's missing. And it was missing for a while. Like it's, you know, so he's like, look, he tore up his whole house looking for it. And then he goes to do laundry. And his, you know, his son is older, like, you know, but he still stays with him. So he goes to drop his son's laundry in his room. And lo and behold.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, I love it.
And so, and then, you know, but they were trying to, like, gauge, like, what his type was. Like, because I never had him bring someone back home to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, this is my chick. And so he finally says, oh, dad, like, oh, you met this girl and she's everything and all this stuff. This is like a week or two later. And so he finally says, yeah, bring her over. We'd love to meet her. And she definitely looks like me.
Oh, that's
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
That's hilarious. That's inspiration right there. That's great.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Now you got to play with him and his girlfriend. That's how it works.
Basically, yeah. Father son threesome.
I don't make the rules.
Yeah. I'll just be the pussy godmother, I guess. Yeah.
Damn, I'm fat. I want a piece of cake so bad.
Oh, I'm dying for it.
Make a wish and blow out the candles.
Yep. Jacob's letter of pussy.
Yeah. Make a wish.
I've already made
wish
a wish
that I look stunning when I pick up these Avian and
aren't you not supposed
awards.
To blow out? You're not supposed to blow out.
Are you nominated?
Yes, five times.
Should I blow it out with whipping gas?
No.
Five time nominated. Both Avian.
Yay.
Yay, I love you.
I love you.
Happy birthday.
This cake
thank
is
you, Lainey. Thank you, Shannon.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah. That is a great looking cake. I wonder what's inside.
It smells
right. A naked midget?
September, thank you for celebrating our birthday.
Of course.
The world's tiniest bush is in that cake.
Yeah, wow. It's all pubic hair inside?
Should September stay here and make her own guess on
yeah,
the next
why not?
Bush?
Can September Yay. Sit over here? Sit over here,
yes.
September.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. It just makes sure she gets up close to you on that side.
Yeah,
kid, September, yeah. To the best of my knowledge, sometimes does have a bush, which rules.
I know. You're going to be so mad at me.
You took it off now?
I had to.
It's okay.
I had to.
I'm okay.
This show's about mystery.
It's just hair. It'll grow back. No big deal.
I know.
Is the next person Alex?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Alex full bush.
Yeah, now, right?
I mean,
now.
She's trying to keep a baby warm in there.
Do we have the last go? If not, we'll do it with the three.
That's probably why I'm so cold.
She is here. I'm grabbing her right now.
Okay.
Don't grab her aggressively, Shannon. Shannon, your guest.
Let me get that bitch
strong arm, Shannon.
God.
Shannon, drag that
yoke
woman
her out.
Thank God we did a super late show tonight.
Like, God, September looks like an LL Cool J video girl.
I know. This is
standing at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop.
By the way, it's officially going to be soon the latest I've been up in like 6 months.
Oh, my Lord. Really? What are the pigeons going to do at 4 a.m.?
I know.
Starved to death.
Oh, my God. Ralph, you've had dinner 7 hours ago.
It's about
I
right.
know. I saw it because you made it for yourself on a plate for one.
Here we go. Ralph final contestant
one, Ralph
in the
only has one fork in his house.
That's it. One fork, one dish.
Your fork.
This is Hello. The final contestant, Nina.
You're going to sit over here.
Nina. Nina?
Yes.
Nice.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Good, nice to meet you.
Hi, adorable
Nina.
Outfit,
so
by the way.
Everyone's so well dressed.
I love that outfit.
I know what I'm going to pick out of my closet.
Is that velvet? Oh,
that's cool.
It is crushed velvet.
Ooh.
I got this for $8.
Get very close to this, please.
Oh, okay.
I'll
sorry.
Take it off for $0.
I'm getting Girl. The energy off Nina. Like, Nina's a wild chick. Like, Nina,
see.
You might get, there's going to be cops called a lot when you hang out with Nina.
You know what? There's been a lot of cops called just in general since I've been alive. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm not privy to say for what. But,
can know. I ask my question again that you found offensive, but I'm going to ask it anyway?
Please don't, yeah. Ralph.
Ethnicity.
Oh, my God, Ralph.
Oh, no.
Oh
I'm totally
God.
About it.
How
so
dare
I get,
you?
No,
How
no.
How dare
I get
you?
He's totally
world.
About it, Jason.
I'm Mexican
She's
and Scottish.
Cool.
Mexican
yes.
and Scottish.
I just found out.
That makes Italian.
It's is it doesn't I think
you just
so.
Found out?
I'm like a meatball, yeah. No, it's, you know, I got a little breadcrumbs.
I love
and stuff
that.
Like that.
She's but, a meatball and a cinnamon roll. I love it.
Yeah, you know we can. You know what we can do with meatballs and cinnamon rolls?
Wait.
No. What can you do but, with meatballs and cinnamon rolls?
Yeah, I just found out.
Eat
no,
them.
I was supposed to do a reality show.
With meatballs and cinnamon rolls?
That could be interesting. I'm not opposed to that. I mean,
I
carbs
stay
and
close
meat.
To the mic.
Oh, sorry. Let me get a little closer.
Thank
on
you very much.
Good this Ralph impression.
It wasn't bad.
I don't
sick
sorry,
Ralph impression.
I'm
hey, I'm Ralph. And I put cheese. Yes. If I could get my own wiener in my own butt.
I could take a meatball to places that you never
Watch
seen.
Watch how good I am.
Yes.
Sometimes
I could take two meatballs.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the compliment.
If I don't crank my own nips, I can't come. That's my impression of Ralph.
Well, we could do something with clamps.
By the way,
me. I don't like nip play.
I'm saying it right now.
I fucking I paint the fence, dude.
Nip play.
No, I
wax
I
on, wax
too,
off.
Though
I'm not opposed
Look,
to it.
Jay,
I'm so scared.
You are.
Yeah,
it's my pick.
My nips.
Bushiest bush.
Bushiest bush, you're saying.
Oh, don't answer. Don't answer.
I'm not going to. I'm
going to
keep it. I'm going to keep it.
I'm in. That's it. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
I'm locked in.
She is wild. She's
untethered. I'm going landing strip.
She's locked in. She's untethered. I am locked in.
She's so manicured. I'm just looking at the eyebrows.
Yeah,
and I can't imagine this thing. It's a threaded bush.
Wait, let's ask our guest.
Like
our guest.
Some,
guest.
Yeah, September.
Some bush,
yeah, what
there.
Do you
think? But well, I don't think it's like.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Thank you.
That's a gorgeous.
I don't know. I feel like there's like a.
First of all,
that looks
Harrington.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Oh, get in here and serve piss.
And it's rainbow.
I do not want to see Alex serving fucking cake ever again.
Like September rain.
I just want to.
What
maybe
a piece of shit company that we have a pregnant lady carrying in cake for everybody.
How
yeah,
dumb.
That's like torture.
I mean, I'm going to eat the cake, but yeah.
You better.
This is a good cake.
It's a really looks good.
Cake. Oh my God.
And who made this?
Some Carlos
Bakery. Jay, I'm surprised you'd eat this with your stance on LGBTQ.
Nice. Yeah. You what? Know, it's true. No. Yeah, sure. I mean, no gays for me, but I'll eat the cake still.
I just thought your shirt said side dick. I really did. I'm like, where's the side dick?
Ever since I was in an insurrection.
We need to make a shirt like that.
I know, side dick.
Totally. I'm selling that at Exotica. Next Exotica, I'm going to have a shirt that a guy can buy.
It says side chick.
That says side dick.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah.
I guess
think
on the hair
there's
level?
Like a bush there, but I think it's tailored.
Okay.
Thinking
we need
of,
napkins,
speaking
by the
of Exotica.
Way, napkins,
very,
please.
Very.
Are we nominated for an award?
They didn't have it announced yet.
Thank
they
you.
Haven't still,
thank
so we're no. still possible.
We're still possible.
I got to find out because I have to cancel a weekend.
I'm on the cake.
Lane, do you know when that announcement's going to happen if we got nominated?
It will happen soon.
One week from now.
Yeah, it always happens like right before AVN, like as far as like fan voting.
Indianapolis, I apologize. If I get nominated for an AVN, I'm going to go to the awards.
You better go.
I'll come back to Helium.
Wow,
you better go.
You talking on the mic with food in your mouth is one of my
you'll
new favorite
things. You'll see me like half naked.
Thank you. All right, so...
You'll see
my bush.
Naked.
My bush should be grown by then.
You'll see
my
me
bush.
Full naked, but full I plan on getting crazy
yeah.
drunk.
All right, do you have any? Did you lock in?
I'm saying yeah. I'm calling landing strip almost.
Yeah.
On this one here, yeah.
Who's flying in? That's all.
Oh yes.
Fuck yeah.
Is it a private jet?
Yeah, it better be.
I know.
Did you log in?
With champagne included and side dick. Champagne and side.
Right, thank you so much.
Yes.
We gotta do the winners here.
Dude, Ralph wants to go to bed so bad.
I'm so
he's
tired.
Such an old man.
I see cake on the table. We're doing something now that I would
probably
never,
did it. Listen,
if Lewis did this, I would flip out on him. Eating in the studio. Oh my God, I would lose my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
After a girl peed on the fucking.
Well,
table?
Now we try to keep the place clean.
Oh, now. I didn't realize things have changed. Ralph. Yeah. My apologies.
It's a good cake.
New
Lainey.
Terms and conditions.
You know it.
Did Lainey get the cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great cake.
Wow.
Lainey, was this some fucking awesome New Jersey place?
Yeah, it's Carlos Bakery in New Jersey.
Love.
It's New Jersey.
Love Carlos Bakery. It's so good.
Mm. All right, so why don't we have her stay here?
Okay.
Let's bring in the other three ladies and let's solve this mystery for our birthday.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Cake.
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 Cake and more cake.
Ralph, ASMR this.
No.
Ralph.
No, please stop.
I moan when I eat like
Ralph,
really good food.
Come already.
Oh, totally. Because
kinda
you're like
come already.
And like it's like eating really good pussy.
It's
what's
so
it gonna take,
to
dude?
That's
it
good.
Is.
What's it gonna take for you to finish, Ralph?
That's a good fucking cake.
Gum gum gum.
It's so good. I want to take a picture of it first.
It is, and it's very gay friendly.
All right, let's bring in all the other girls. Let's get this mystery. Oh, I saw a piece of cake go on the floor.
Why is there whippets here?
It bounced off my nipple.
We're doing whippets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I asked
whippet,
Tom
right?
to bring in
I've
whippets because I remember that.
But I have whipped.
Hold on,
quite a few men.
Now you guys go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shannon, who's explaining why the whippets are here.
Tom brought the whippets. She asked him to bring whippets.
I bought them for you guys because I remember that's the only drug that I feel like both of you guys didn't hate doing. So maybe it would be a little additional.
Oh, do that at the end of the show.
Do some whippets.
All right, let's bring the girls in.
You guys do whippets with us?
I do not do whippets. I smoke weed.
You've never done whippets?
I have.
You're hanging out with white guys who like rock and roll.
We're
going
to have you.
I'm not going to do whippets. I'm going to whip you while you guys are on whippets.
I'll take that.
Okay, cool.
Because you know what?
Compromise.
Line up.
Fair trade.
Fair trade.
We met in the gray area.
Yeah, fair trade.
Okay, so now.
Smack me in my face.
Shannon, we'll go in the order they came in. So please, you two switcheroo. And. We'll reveal
switcheroo.
We'll reveal in the order that they came in. Does that make sense?
In the order of which was received?
Yes.
Can
and
they all
Shannon,
just scoot towards you a little bit, Ralph? Can
say again?
Can you ask them to just scoot towards you?
Slide over to the right a little bit. Sorry, everybody.
Can you all scoot this way? Yeah. No. You're doing good. Just go this way a little bit. That's good. Yeah, good. Everybody over a little bit. Perfect. There we go. You're all on camera. See? Like you look right there. Okay, perfect.
Oh, that way we can see you, lady.
Okay, so we will start with you, young lady. I forgot what our guesses were.
I said Full Bush.
I think I said... Shannon, do you remember?
You can make your final guesses now before they reveal.
Yeah, but I don't want to change it. I like to guess whatever.
Is there only one person that has huge bush?
So we'll say there is one person that has the fullest bush, yes.
Mm. All right, well, I know. I picked her.
But Shannon, have you watched all the bushes?
I know which one has the fullest.
I picked her. Jay, who do you
have
pick?
Have you seen them?
Emma.
Emma. Chris.
I think she's got... I think you have the biggest bush.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. September.
I'm over here.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. Let's start with revealing on the end.
Oh my God, you're a creep. Go ahead though.
Do we have a drum roll in the head?
This usually makes Bobby start shaking his ass.
Bobby, let's go.
Take me to bush town.
Bobby, you know what? I think these girls are a little nervous to show their bushes. If you could just really quick buy it for them. Oh, just shake your ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake your ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
Thank you.
How good does everybody feel now? I mean, great, right? There's no other way to feel about that.
It's adorable.
Huh?
Are you going to use the third frame?
Yeah, we're going to use the third frame.
What do you, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, she wants angles, baby. She's
I'm wondering, is everyone going to see?
We don't want them to. We could take it out.
Like I'm happy to show mine, but I don't really want to be on.
Sure. Because you want to show us, you don't want to show anybody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So that's fine, Shannon.
Is that okay?
Me too. There we go.
Ta-da.
So now you're not
Thank
on camera.
You. See, you,
yeah.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. So let's get it started.
All right. So
I'll just
go.
First.
All right, we can't hear you, but
I have a really big tattoo right here.
Wow.
To go with the biggest bush, I believe, is going to be this thing. That's my
Maybe.
Guess.
I believe that's what I said, though.
We'll see.
I believe I called that.
It was the first
Did I not?
It was the first thing I said when she walked in the room.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, that's one. We'll see.
Can I go? So who do you think? Who does anybody else think somebody else has the... Can I show this on camera?
No, don't do it.
Nobody?
Nobody, don't show it.
No, please, thank you.
That's close. Who's I don't even know who we'd pick. I guess her. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And now three.
Da-da. Da-da-da. Da-da.
There's no camera. Oh, she's hiding.
I'm not hiding.
Let's see.
What were the guesses?
All right. Let's just go. The champ
sure
is here.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
That might be the biggest bush.
Yeah, I think so.
That might be the biggest bush.
Yeah, and last?
Mine look like it had been skinned compared to that. Mine is mid-grade.
Oh.
All large bushes.
Oh, but I think crazy sexy. Is that my saying it right or sexy crazy?
Crazy.
Sexy crazy.
Sexy crazy wins, right? No one picks sexy
no one
crazy.
Picked her.
Wow.
No one picked sexy crazy.
She's a silent killer.
Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was sexy crazy.
Very full.
It was very full.
Very full.
All right, ladies.
Jay and Chris, you guys are both close for second, I believe.
Yeah, I lost, I think.
Yeah.
All I did. Nobody voted me. That's the crazy thing.
That's the crazy thing.
She's a silent killer.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
You got to keep a watch out for them.
All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Just
a round
so you guys
of applause
know, September
ladies.
Shaved it bald. Boo.
Listen, I'm getting body painted. And
to be fair, that's how
like,
she made the coat.
It's the same reason I shaved.
Yes, exactly. Isn't it sponsored by Pussy?
Use every part.
All right, I'm getting out of here, guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, babes.
Thank you very much.
Bye, honey.
Aw. People don't know this, but September and I have dated extensively.
Yeah?
No.
But I can tell by how funky fresh you've been lately.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, he was in Crush Groove.
Oh, that's right. You were in Crush Groove. Why didn't you tell our black friends that when they were in here? That made it look so cool.
Honestly, I figured they knew already.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was wearing the yellow
Cool J. Because they all, yeah.
We're all, you know, we travel in the same circles.
They get you. And that's what I love about
All right, Jay,
this.
We're going to end with doing a whip it each.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris, for coming in and being a part of this.
You know what's very funny is I guarantee Ralph doesn't know how to do these whippets.
Well, no, we did it last week. Yeah. There's not much.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it is with these cartridges. They're so.
No, it's the cracker. You got to use like a really drug addicted cracker.
Yeah, and then you need a new one. I'm going to hold this until you get yours.
is crazy how they just like they're done so quick.
Oh, there you go.
It does seem wasteful.
And we'll end on our on us doing whippets.
Well, we need some balloons now.
Oh. I think we're here. Yeah,
that's one right here. Yeah, that's pretty him. Bobby, gonna join us or no?
Bobby, what's going on? You a narc?
Yeah, you're retired. It's not like you're looking for a job.
Yeah, Ralph, check Bobby for a wire. Check
Bobby, let me grab your pants. Let me grab your pants.
This balloon sucks. It ripped.
Oh boy.
First one ripped. Huh?
Yeah, there was two other Whippet balloons
yeah,
in here.
Big, where's the other big? Because this is too small.
Tom definitely took them.
They're all gone?
He's a piece of shit.
This is classic piece of shit Tom stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Not surprised.
It's real.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but this balloon is like, it's going to burst, dude. These are small.
Nah, you're fine, dude.
You're good. And then there you go, and then we're good. We'll end on us all doing Whippets together. Before we do them, you want to do the plugs?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Me first?
Yeah, always.
Okay. Well, I mean, Chris first.
Well, no. I have less to plug. Go ahead.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I'm coming all over the fucking place from here till April. So keep an eye out for me everywhere. This weekend, I'll be at the Stress Factory if you're listening live. Stress Factory, New Jersey. Shannon, you're coming, right?
I think I'm going to miss this one. I think Lindsay will be there.
Jesus, what a piece of shit.
That's a hard no.
I'm working at my other job this weekend. I know. I'm sorry. Whoa.
Ask me if I'm coming.
Ralph, you coming?
Well, I don't know because I think I got...
I'm sorry. Bobby? I think Lindsay is going. Bobby, you're not coming. Yeah. Sorry.
You will come now?
Because Shannon was such a bad friend.
Thanks. No, Shannon, it's totally cool. I don't give a shit about you either.
By the way, I'm going to have another piece of cake.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
That's the only dinner. And then after that, New Year's Eve weekend, me, Jason Ellis, Kim
Ralph's
Congdon.
Birthday weekend?
Yeah, Kim Congdon. We're going to be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. We say if you go see the Skanks New Year's Eve at the Comedy Store and make your way down one of the other two nights to see me in San Diego and take a picture at both, we'll get you guys some merch. That'll be a fun thing to do. We did that from people that came to see me and Dan a couple weeks ago.
Are you waiting to press that so he doesn't interrupt his plugs?
Yes. Crank it, dude.
Crank it. You don't think he cares?
Let it live. I don't give a shit.
Oh, what the fuck just happened?
You did it. You're
going the wrong way.
You turn it
the
other
lever.
Way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
screw
I
it all the way in.
Yeah.
And then push the lever.
I'm all used to like the old school.
That's harder to do.
There we go.
That's, oh, come on now. We're all adults here.
It's a complete waste.
Oh, no. We wasted a whippet. Jesus Christ. You want to get your bottle deposit back?
I do, dude. 5 cents.
Just go listen to High Society Radio.
7 cents in California.
Oh, my God. High Society Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And
also, she fired Maddie Jesserskos. Rehired.
It was a mutual.
I'd like to point
departure.
Out, by the way, Shannon, I don't interrupt your plug, but Faga, who said, I wouldn't know how to do this. It's like he's mixing chemicals
over here. I never used one
here.
Of these things other than to make whipped cream, Ralph. Really I have struggling. Like a drug thing for making whippets.
Can you hold on to it this time?
Just stop there. Stop
sorry,
there.
Shannon. Continue. How's it going with Figs, by the way?
Yeah, it's fine.
You guys fuck yet?
No.
You hire Figs as a permanent person?
It's not like official yet, but it is going well, and I think that's going to...
And no Maddie? Direction. Is that
no
true?
Maddie.
No Maddie. Maddie, we had a mutual parting
don't
of
do it
ways.
Yet.
Wow.
Sorry, Ralph.
You guys.
I'm sorry. My Ralph voice.
Oh, go ahead.
My cool whipping Ralph
we,
voice.
We had a trial of Maddie on the show and decided to give him a few days to make an ultimatum, and he declined to come into the studio to do the show.
He wanted to quit.
He's scared to come to
New York City because he thinks he's going to get killed.
Yeah, he's retarded.
Why?
He thinks he's going to get killed in New York City. I said,
what?
Shannon and Becca, and all these girls are leaving the
from
studio.
From what?
I don't know, a murderer or something?
He's a weird racist Republican.
A terrorist attack or a murder by a homeless
terrorist
person.
Attack or most, yeah, that, or,
really?
He said a homeless person with a brick, I think he said at one
yes.
point, right?
Yeah.
Also, look, can we just point
I
this out?
I should talk to somebody. That's and a fucking thing he's going
I know
through.
This is a mean thing to do, but Maddie also is convicted of assault.
We did talk about that on that episode.
Yeah. All right.
Fair enough.
Just right. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton and the Good Sugar location, Good Sugar Podcast. Is
down the hatch.
It's almost about to open. They're almost done. All right, guys, down it.
I'm Ralph Sutton. This has been the SDR
oh,
show.
Yeah, look, I sound ridiculous.
What up?
I sound ridiculous.
Do you, though?
All right, thank you, everybody.
Shannon, who's on the show next week on Saturday? It's
the song is Everybody Knows.
Oh, I could see it in my fucking head.
Go.
Oh, Chris Parnell is on this weekend.
Yeah. Everybody.
Shannon, play some stupid birthday song. I don't know.
Everybody knows.
What about maybe Rihanna Cake?
That's the
fine.
Way
it goes. No, just play birthday song by fucking 2 Chainz.
Everybody.
Oh, right.
Hold on. Thanks.
I like Whippets.
That's perfect for this show.
Sick ass fucking.
By the way, I like Whippets. I enjoy Whippets.
Yeah, pretty fun.
I knew you liked it.
Yeah, I enjoy them. I'll see you next week on the SCR show.